Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 490. What a wonderful experience. How you folks been this week? I trust you are doing well. I can't tell if spring's coming early. It's just the way that there's no winter, but it's sure awful spring-like out. I am surprised to see. I swear to Pete, there's, you know, it's February 23rd. And I could have swore I saw a bird going into a cavity with nest material, which would just be 45 days early, off the charts, blows my mind. But it is what it is, right? That's how it works. This episode of the Moose Podcast is being recorded by the Adobe Beta Podcasting you find on Chrome. It's got the amazing AI voice that hopefully cleans things up. Also, will produce a transcript. Now, you can head to the blog post there at moosepearson.com. See the photograph for the podcast. See a transcript. Listen to the podcast. But you also can go to many other places and find it if you like. The transcript and the podcast is at iTunes and Amazon and at YouTube and Spotify. And Spotify, of course, you are welcome to leave a comment, same as YouTube. I'm here to help you any way I can. And after this last experience, I am revved to help all I can. So you have those opportunities. Been crazy. Haven't gotten in. No reading material, nothing. Book to recommend. So I hope the past ones have tied you over well. Well, I thank my good friends at Bedford, bedfords.com, for their constant and continual friendship and support. I know people are filling up their Bedford's basket this past week, partly because they've got a huge, huge sale that just ended on their used gear, 19th through 22nd. Remember I warned you last week or the week before, they've got these what I call pop-up sales? Yeah, check their website. I think they have a way of you actually signing up and receiving the emails. I receive a text telling me about them, which is cool. The gear comes in and they've got a sale. They'll send you that text because it was 25% off their year's gear, which is really amazing. They've got some stuff going on with Nikon. And they all have that amazing PhotoCon in KC, March 19th through 21st, where you'll have people and supplies and education. Just a great opportunity to enjoy. And Bedford's, you know, they've got all this product. They have all, God, they got such great people. Love talking with them. And, heck, they got all the toys. So get an opportunity. You call them, head to the website, one of the 7 stores, head to Bedford's, tell them I sent you. I bet you'll see a surprise in your receipt when you're done. I have, without any regret, talked about some of the negative side of wildlife photography for quite a while. I've seen some egregious things, called it out, and, well, by gosh, I've seen the light. I have seen the other side. I have seen the group on Orlando Wetland Boardwalk. I have met these folks. What a wonderful experience. This group of people, various ages, camera brands, camera lenses, focal lengths, knowledges, they come together, I'm going to say mostly afternoon. It's one section of the boardwalk, and man, do these folks know how to celebrate, and I mean celebrate, photography and being together. I thought it was time to do a podcast on just that, the bright side. Now, my good friend Deb Deberich is, I'm sure, a big part of that, if not all the reason why that community is there. She's out there. What a spark, that Deb. She's helping everybody, encouraging everybody, stopping in the middle of her shooting and looking at people's pictures and answering their questions. And it's like a wave. It goes through all those who are part of that group. Now, that was only a negative part. There are those that, without the stimulation, they're not going to ever be that kind of photographer. They're going to be that loner, that grumpy grutz that knows it all and does his thing and thumps down the boardwalk. And yeah, not this group. This group, soon as I pulled up the tripod, I didn't know anybody. Deb was there at the time. Most delightful guy, Bill, shows up. Starts sharing the love. What was happening here? What was happening there? Where are these doing? How long they've been doing that? This is a spot for this shot. He stopped everything he's doing to be, the word courteous pales by Bill. You know, it was heartwarming. So what you got going, you have roses, spoonbills, background night herons, stony egrets, great egret, great blue heron. Sorry if I left anybody out. They're nesting. The platforms are made, eggs are laid, and there's this a snowy spoonbill and great egret that add chicks. And you think that every one of these people was involved in that. Because, boy, when that egg starts to pop open and the chick emerges, it's like this huge celebration. It's like time stops. There's confetti in the air. There's champagne bottles being popped. There's cake being served. It is just unbelievably joyous. And they do that. And right now, they do it a lot because they're popping. One of the big, at least last week, one of the big things that people's attention was the roseate spoonbills. Goes in, there's one, next day, two, next day, three. You know, they're popping out. And when they first pop out, yeah, they don't have quite a spoonbill yet. and watching them trying, though, to feed from their parent, that was amazing to see. That was a life listener checker offer a moment. And the birds are doing their thing, but the people, you know, here's the thing. It's Florida. It's 80 in the afternoon. There's no shade. It's full sun. You're over the water. You're warm. You're miserable. And you don't even know it. Yeah. There is one lady there that, you know, you first would see her. And it's kind of like, I don't know what character she would look like. She was on the shorter side of life, tad of a shuffle. Looks like wearing, you know, some hand-me-down clothes. Boy, she would just turn, and as soon as she starts to talk, this biggest smile, and she'd talk about that bird or this bird or this moment or share a photograph. She was delight. Cracked me up. Then there was Jackie. Well, Jackie, oh, that was just a whole nother experience of she's just a spark of life. Can't miss her out there with her blonde hair and she must have been 5'10" at least. And out there with a Canon 600 shooting. And obviously she'd been spending time with Deb because shooting a lot of vertical videos. And she posts a lot on the Orlando Wetland Facebook page. Oh, she was just a hoot and a holler. Kept me in stitches. Kept me informed. Kept checking on me. She was just delightful. And all this, photographing these birds. Now, here's the thing. Yeah, there are plenty of opportunities. You'd walk this whole circle. My group did without me. And they did sandhill cranes and barred owl, which is great. They got that stuff. I love it. I love being with those people. That was like, wow, this kind of community. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't experienced, man, since, geez, Morro Bay days, was absolutely one of the best experiences for me. Didn't suck photographically. Don't get me wrong. There was great photos. Rosy as spoonbills. I mean, rosy as spoonbills. They are more or less point blank range. They are eye level. You're not shooting up on them. They are doing all sorts of great biological things. So you get all these great gestures. You got these little wobbly heads to go around. And photographing a roseate spoonbill nest in and of itself is quite a wonderful thing. It's in itself an experience that was well worth it. I know I'll go back on myself, because it was just outstanding. But I thought it was just about time, and I'm glad that life gave me the experience to be with that kind of a inspirational crowd who were just into each other and into photography and into the birds, that I thought, well, thank you, God, for the blessing to experience it and bring back that story. Wow. What a wonderful experience. You folks have an absolutely marvelous week. Get out there and shoot, explore, be kind, and make every click your story.